The current global security environment is becoming most unpredictable and volatile due to rapid technological advancement and the current geostrategic milieu, especially the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Development of advanced technology in weapon system is also creating a huge impact on modern war-waging capabilities, especially in the aerospace domain. Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary, the Chief of the Air Staff, said at a recent event, "The ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict is the first time we are witnessing the unfolding of truly hybrid warfare, and is a reflection of complete multi-domain operations that are taking place. We are witnessing the use of drones, hypersonic weapons, aircraft of all sizes and types and ground forces, all working in unison against the backdrop of economic sanctions and diplomatic heft. It is therefore important for the IAF to accelerate its modernization and become a modern, agile and technologically oriented air force." Indigenization in defense. The current Russia-Ukraine conflict is also putting Indian defense supplies under stress, re-emphasizing the importance of becoming self-reliant in defense with a steady supply chain unhindered by the happenings in the world. Towards this, Raksha Mantri Shri Rajnath Singh said at an event, "It is necessary that we not only create strong, modern and well-equipped forces, but also develop our defense industry, which is equally strong, capable, and completely self-reliant." Indigenization in defense therefore critical to national security. Numbers matter. As the world's fourth largest air force, IAF operates a mix of aircraft fleets largely of foreign origin, ranging from legacy MiG-21 Bison to Jaguar, Mirage 2000, MiG-29, Su-30MKI, ALCA, and the Rafale aircraft. The current fighter squadron strength has reduced to 31 squadrons with the phasing out of one more MiG-21 Bison squadron this year. Squadrons planned to be phased out in the next decade and a half are three remaining MiG-21 Bison squadrons by 2025, followed by six squadrons of Jaguar by 2031-32 and thereafter the Mirage 2000s and the MiG-29s. Because of the slower rate of induction as replacement, the strength of IAF would remain well below its authorized strength of 42 squadrons for some time 35 squadrons. As regards reviewing the authorized sanctioned strength of squadrons in the IAF, Air Chief Marshal Chaudhary in his press meet before the Air Force Day 2022 said, "IAF was not looking at mere numbers but also at quality and technology. However, there are no plans to review the authorized sanction strength of 42 squadrons of fighters as the numbers are essential to operate in a large geographical area and conduct 24x7 air patrols." IAF at a glance. What is the present fighter strength of the IAF? The IAF has an authorized strength of 42 fighter squadrons. As time passes, the drawdown is increasing as the total technical life is completed. However, the rate of new inductions is not matching the drawdown, depleting the overall number of fighter squadrons. Additionally, several frontline aircraft in the inventory, including the Jaguars and MiG-29s, will begin phasing out by the end of the decade. For instance, by 2027-28, the first of the MiG-29s, inducted in the late 1980s, will start going out. Challenges the visible depletion in operational air assets due to obsolescence and lack of new platforms. The decline in platforms is stark, and from a strength of 42 combat squadrons in 2002, the IAF now operates barely 30, even as there are plans to create new theater commands and allocate existing air assets to the new formations. The depletion in numbers merits urgent review. Steps taken in the last few years, the IAF has inducted two squadrons of the indigenous light combat aircraft, ALCA, Tejas, and two squadrons of Rafale fighter jets procured from France, which pushed the squadron strength to 32. In January 2021, the IAF had signed a contract with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL, for 83 of the more advanced ALCA Mk1A, which it will start receiving from early 2024 onwards, along with that the to-be-acquired 114 multi-role fighter aircraft, MRFA, will help arrest the drawdown. A larger and even more capable ALCA Mk2, as well as the fifth generation advanced medium combat aircraft, MCA, are under development. IAF will start receiving the first of 83 Tejas Mk1A from 2023 onwards, with the last one to be received by 2028. Plans also exist for ordering Tejas Mk2 and the indigenous fifth generation fighter aircraft. Both these aircraft are still in the design phase. Further, the services qualitative requirements of 114 medium-role fighter aircraft is being formulated. The request for proposal would thereafter be issued. Considering the current enhanced threat perception from China and the perennial threat from Pakistan, there is an urgent need to induct 5 to 6 fighter squadrons to cater for the effects of shortfall in the strength of fighter squadrons. IAF has 6 IL-78 flight refueling aircraft, FRA, supporting our fighter fleet operating across the geographical spread of India. The FRA fleet, along with the limited AWACS available, needs augmentation. IAF's transport fleet is capable of providing full operational support to other two services. Apart from the existing N-32, Avro and Dornier 228 transport aircraft, two major acquisitions have taken place in near past. First is the C-17 Globemaster III, a heavy transport aircraft with a capability to airlift over 70 tons of equipment. The other aircraft is the Special Operation Aircraft C-130J with a capability of lifting 20 tons of load. They proved their mettle by airlifting heavy tanks, APCs and air defense equipment ETC when the Chinese tried to interfere with our lack in the north. Ministry of Defense has approved procurement of Airbus C-295 as replacement of the aging Avro aircraft. 40 C-295s will be manufactured in India through a JV between Tata Advanced Systems Limited and the Airbus Defence and Space. IAF operates its helicopters in support of the Indian Armed Forces both during war and peace as well as for the civilian requirements. It has a balanced mix of various types of helicopters that include the Mi-17, ALH, Dhruv, Chinooks, Apache, Light Combat Helicopter, LCH, Mi-35 and the Chetak and Cheetah helicopters. Plans exist to phase out the Cheetah and Chetak helicopters by 2040 followed by the Mi-17s. Variants of ALH, Light Utility Helicopter and LCH would meet IAF's helicopter requirements indigenously. IAF has recently revised its doctrine based on the changing nature of warfare, rapid technological advancements, changes in threat perceptions and the experience gained in exercises with foreign air forces. IAF has commenced cooperating with the private industry in developing unmanned systems. Results of Mehababa competition for developing drone swarm technology has been encouraging and IAF is in the process of placing orders. Plans are in place for induction of various types of systems ranging from small drones and counter-drone systems to the male and hail class of RPAs along with a weapon delivery capability. IAF's air defense network consisting of various upgraded surface-to-air missile systems, the indigenous Akash AD systems and the Russian S-400 systems is significant. IAF is in the process of inducting more similar systems and optimizing the sensor utilization in different domains like the space-based military, civil and commercial assets etc. IAF has been participating in various international exercises with an aim to expose its pilots to dissimilar aerial platforms and operation under electronic and cyber warfare conditions. Some of the air forces with which IAF carries out exercises regularly are US Air Force, French Air and Space Force, Royal Australian Air Force, Republic of Singapore Air Force, Royal Air Force, United Arab Emirates Air Force, Israeli Air Force, Egyptian Air Force, Japanese Air Self-Defense Force and many more air forces across the world. IAF aircrew have been rated as excellent professionals by them. IAF has recently revised its doctrine based on the changing nature of warfare, rapid technological advancements, changes in threat perceptions and the experience gained in exercises with foreign air forces. Atmanirbharta is key to IAF's growth. As a rising economic power, India's ability to equip its own military remains woeful. As per the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, India was the world's second largest importer of major arms in 2014-18. Unfortunately, threats from two nuclear-armed neighbors also did not galvanize it to prioritize this sector. However, in the present context, the ever-increasing need to modernize the armed forces and the government-backed boost to the defense industry through Make in India initiative provides an opportunity to the Indian DPSUs and private sector to tap the market and make India a leading defense industry. Government is promoting indigenous design, development and production through various measures like regular updating the defense acquisition procedure, rationalizing various aspects of procurement, encouraging quicker decision-making, banning imports through issue of negative lists, permitting foreign direct investment in defense production and organizing Def Expo. Big private industrial houses like Tatis, L&T, Reliance, Mahindras, Adani, Bharat Forge have come into defense manufacturing in a serious way. India aspires to become self-reliant in defense production and start exporting the indigenously produced systems through Atmanirbhar initiative. Reports indicate that to realize this dream, the budgetary requirements for IAF itself is about $100 billion. Therefore, government needs to increase the defense budget.